All right, fighters, I'm excited to dig into this show today. Dan and I are going to have a conversation and announce the first ever sponsor of the Contractor Fight podcast. I'm really excited because for many years I've been asked, hey, can we sponsor your show? And then people hit us up all the time, and it just never felt right until now. You know, we're closing in on our 400th episode here pretty soon. And we're just now taking on our first sponsor. And here's why, guys. I mean, you got to jump into the show to hear who it is and why. But the big why that this was the right time is that this company, this person, they get it. They understand the mission of the fight. And we're very aligned on that, to bring respect and dignity back to the trades, to help you stop stealing from your family and really build the life and business you want. And so, without further ado, check out this conversation that Dan and I have about the Contractor Fight's first ever sponsor. Welcome to the Contractor Fight motherfucking kick-ass podcast. How about that, Dan? What do you think? You like that intro?
I like it.
Yeah?
Bring in the fire. Now I can't swear because he already took it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll clean it up the rest of the way, and I'll let you be the dirty guy here today. So, speaking of dirty guys, I have no idea why I said that, because there's really no segue there. There's no dirty guy here. We're good. But listen, today's episode is the first of its kind. And I'm actually really excited to have this conversation here today, Dan, because we're going to be announcing here in a minute. This is the formal announcement of the Contractor Fight's very first sponsor. And I'm excited for a number of reasons. The main reason is I'm really excited to finally have a sponsor that I feel fits the mission of the Contractor Fight, and that's to bring respect and dignity back to the trades. And I've been asked, I mean, I don't know what episode we're on right now, 380 or something like that, 376. I don't know. We're up there, you know. And so between, you know, with all that and all the YouTube stuff that we do on Contractor Fight TV, we get hundreds of thousands of views and downloads between all these channels that we have and stuff like that every month. And I get asked all the time. I mean, every day there's somebody hitting us up. Hey, can we sponsor your show? Can we sponsor your show? Can we sponsor your show? And I've never pulled the trigger on it. And it's funny, there's shows that have much smaller reach than ours does, and this and that have had sponsors for years. And it just never made sense until recently. And it's funny because, you know, in the Contractor Fight, we have our values here, man. You know, our values are like roll the red and, you know, get oxygen and play the long game. Well, this whole not having a sponsor till now was really, that decision was made because I'm playing the long game here. I wasn't just looking for somebody to pay me so they can have an ad on my show. You know what I'm saying,
right,
man?
Like, totally,
that's
totally
playing the long game. Like, it had to be right. I didn't want to, because Neil, our wingman here in the fight, Neil Christensen, Neil said to me, you know, when you take on a sponsor, you're actually to some degree potentially giving away part of your soul. And that always stuck with me. But here's the cool thing, dude. I don't feel that way with our first ever sponsor. And so, Dan, why don't you tell everybody who it is, man?
Oh, it is our own Logan Schinholzer and his Contractor Growth Network.
Growth Network, Logan Schinholzer. Yeah, absolutely. And if you guys, you know, he's been on the show before, he's done fight nights with us. You guys are going to start hearing about Logan and his team. He's going to make some appearances here from time to time. But Logan's history with me goes way back to like 2014. Yeah, I think it was end of 2013. Early 2014, his dad, Steve, who's one of my business partners in the Contractor Sales Academy, hired me to coach Logan on marketing. And I poured a bunch of stuff into Logan. And dude, as you know, you're actually one of his clients, and you have been for a long time. One of his first. He has taken that little bit of a seed that I planted and really has found his groove and is helping contractors market their businesses in a way that's very, very different than most of those companies that out there. Quite honestly, you know, most companies are like, hey, we just want to help you get a bunch of leads, and they end up being shitty, unqualified leads. And Logan's flipped the script on that thing, man. He's all about helping you just in his approach. And I'll let you speak to that a little bit, 'cause you've worked with him a lot. But anyway, I'm just fired up because I've seen the effort and the seriousness and the focus and the results that he gets for people and all these things over the years, that it was really a no-brainer that Logan and Contractor Growth Network would be our very first Contractor Fight sponsor, man. So I'm
really without confident. Question. It's, you know, we get asked all the time, right, for advice and recommendations for people. And like you, I even went up with my customers, my contracting business, I'm very particular who I refer people to, because it always reflects back on myself or us in our case here. And Logan and his team, who are all fantastic, I've watched them grow from one guy to, I don't even know how big they are at this point. I know they're moving to a big new office to accommodate everyone. They're all just top-notch people. And I can send, and I do send people there with absolutely no regrets, knowing that they're going to be taken care of, just, you know, red carpet like we want.
Well, you know, some of the things they do, like, and you, I don't even want to say what's about to come out of my mouth, because I don't want to mislead people here, right? It's easy to just go, hey, they build websites for contractors. And I want to be very clear if you're listening. Yeah. Okay. That's one of the things, one of the, what do they call it? Tangible outcomes that you get when working with Contractor Growth Network. Okay. But they're a lot more than just guys that build a fucking website and then you cross your fingers and hope you're not pissing into the wind here, right?
Yeah.
How would you explain what Contractor Growth Network does that's unique and very different from these other contractor marketing companies?
Yeah, I think my current gen website, which is now maybe 4 months old, is the sixth one I've had in my business. And it went from being just like the early on, there were, you know, typical contractor website was just a useless digital brochure. Yep. You know, like we used to leave our little sales booklets and stuff like that. And then moved to a SEO keyword farm website that just got me nothing and didn't index right. And then I started working with Logan in 2016, right after we saw Marcus Sheridan speak in New York.
Yep.
And that's when we started implementing the They Ask You Answer. And from 2016 until this year, when we redid my site, Logan has grown phenomenally. As you know, like, that kid invests himself in himself unlike anybody I've ever seen, as far as this, always looking for new knowledge, always surrounding himself with cutting edge people. And his new sales system, it's like, yeah, you know, when people call me or talk to us in the group, like, who do you recommend for a website? I'm like, Logan's who you need to speak to, but it's not a website you're just getting. There's millions of people, like you said, that do websites, but he's got a unique, tangible sales process that he calls it emotion price process that speaks to the consumer, why they buy, right? We're always talking about people buy for their own reasons, not for our salesperson's reasons. We got pricing on there, so it's transparent. Customers know what their potential customers know what they're getting into and know what you stand for as a company. And then they got a process, which they're just taking the chaos of the sales process away from the contractor and giving them just simple, pretty much like follow the dots, consistent, repeatable way to funnel your leads.
Yeah, you know, you said it here in a couple different ways, but they're truly a sales company. They're not a marketing company. Why do we market, right? We market so we can sell shit. And unfortunately, a lot of these marketing companies out there that contractors hitch their wagon to and getting these freaking, you know, contracts with and stuff, they're just about generating you a shit ton of leads. And quite honestly, most of them are not qualified buyers. They're not people that give a shit. The cool thing with Logan that I've seen, and I know you've seen personally, and I've seen just because I've talked to the dozens of people, you know, dozens of people that are in our programs and stuff that we refer, you know, to Logan and Contractor Growth Network, and they end up, you know, pulling the trigger and doing their thing. I just see the fucking results. Well, every customer, okay, or every prospect that they get for you, they know the value that you bring to a project. They see that value. Yeah. They don't see you as just a fucking shitty contractor, right?
No, absolutely.
They and these prospects also understand the exact process and how it's going to go to work with your contracting business. And then they're super transparent about the pricing, you know, and you mentioned that they call it their EPP. It's, you know, we create this sales system for you that involves this online marketing shit that is based on the emotion of the prospect. And it walks them through your process and how it is, how you're going to do business with them. And then there's super transparent pricing. So only the people that are qualified, you know, are going to actually fill the shit out or call your business, which is a good thing because it eliminates a ton of time. And I'm proud of him because Logan, this is just my take on this. I've watched him take what we have been doing in the Contractor Sales Academy, right, to pre-qualify people. And then he's married that with the things that he's learned and we've all learned from guys like Marcus Sheridan and They Ask You Answer and that inbound content marketing and assignment selling and all those things that shit you and I just talked about. What was it last week on Contractor Fight Night, our monthly training. And he's kind of made it his own. And the cool thing is, isn't this like the second site he's built for you? The one that just went up four months ago?
Correct. Yeah, it's the second one.
Because he got better. He just keeps getting better.
Night and day.
Keeps up in his game. And stuff like that. And so some of you that are listening right now might be going, this is a shitty episode. They're just doing like a fucking commercial, you know, for Logan. You know what? You're damn right. I'm plugging Logan. All right. Yeah. This is why it took me near 6 years or more to fucking have a sponsor on my show. And you better damn well know that if you're a sponsor on my show, I'm going to plug the living hell out of your business because I believe in you. Okay. Yeah. This is not just some, hey, whatever, you know, sponsorship. This is somebody that I've watched grow, learn, take their lumps, own their shit, get better, get crazy results for people. And the net result is his customers sell a lot of shit and their lives get better. Okay. Yep. Where they're not running around chasing shitty, fucking crappy leads like all these other companies generate for you.
Yeah, that's it. You know, and those, like you said, you touched on those other lead gen sites. They just want to make your phone ring. They don't care who's picking up the phone because as soon as they hit that number gets dialed, they get their money. So it's all they care about. You're going to get the amount of clicks that fills out your budget every month, and that's their agenda. And if you get a sale out of it, then so be it. With my current website with Logan, my lead flow has, you know, the spring, Tom, you've known me for eight years now. And I'm always bitching about the estimate collectors. Like all these just deadbeats that just are looking for prices or whatever. And this year, which the first spring using the newest site, that wasn't there. And I wasn't freaking out because everyone that calls me, not everyone's my customer, winds up buying from me, but they're all potential customers and they're my ideal client zone. Mm-hmm. They know my pricing. I had a customer today, you know, she's down in Florida. She calls me, tells me about her house here in town. And she finishes it off after spilling her guts about how much she loves this home. I hope that you're inclined to take on my project. I was like, what do you mean by that? And she's like, well, I was like, you're obviously just, you know, you do high end work. You're the one I need. I've had other people paint it, but looking at your site, you're the guy I want to bring it back to where the house needs to be. And it's like, at that point, it's like, what can you do? I just wanted to call Logan up and it's like, let me send you some more cash because you make life so easy. And he started telling me about this new process. And, you know, it's kind of like he's become evangelical about helping people. I think most of his employees were raised by people in the trades of some level or another. So they all have seen the heartache, the sleepless nights, the, you know, light dinner table and all that crap that everyone else has seen in the past. And so the passion really comes through in their work. And they've really kind of cracked the code, honestly. It's like they've cracked the enigma.
Well, dude, what happened with that woman that you were telling about, like, I hope you'll take us on. You now have a marketing and sales system where people are actually auditioning to be your client.
Yeah.
There's a tryout. I mean, guys, think about that if you're listening. Imagine just talk your... I'm just going to talk about a website right now. Somebody's online, they're searching, they're going through this. And imagine if the end result when somebody is on your website was they've either opted themselves in or opted themselves out mm-hmm. to working with you because they're not seeing it this way, but you're really making them audition. Okay.
Yeah.
And I can't stress enough that your website needs to be a sales tool.
100%.
You know, we've talked for years here in the fight about the value of creating relevant content for people and stuff. Dan, what I love about it is, yeah, there's the relevant content that they ask you answer stuff, but that site should speak to the ideal client, like you were talking about, within seconds. When they pull up a website, it should be like, man, this is for me. And I know you talked last week on our fight night training that we did about, you know, we pulled your site up and I'm like, guys, it's all about the customer. Where mm-hmm. most contractors are like, look at our experience. Look how amazing we are. We're this, we're veteran owned, we're blah, blah, blah. Right. And those things may be important to some prospects, but the true people that we want as customers, where you're basically making your competitors irrelevant. Cause I guarantee you, if somebody looks at your site, Dan, and they go to another painter in your area, it's gonna be really hard to take anyone else seriously after they've been on your website.
Yeah, because all the things that go through a homeowner's mind emotionally mm-hmm. are addressed. Like the reasons that they want to select a certain person, what's important to them, you know, the pricing, what happens after I call this person? There's my process, and use it to it as a sales tool. You know, I get a phone call, I send people to my site, they have to send a video to me, but then I'm just firing them links like, oh, hey, by the way, here's what happens next. And my process page gets them back to the website. So they dig around a little bit more. Did you see the pricing page here? It's another one that goes out. And ultimately you're just giving them information that pulls them back into your web. And then, like you said, the more they look around, the more like, what the fuck is this other stuff I'm looking at? Like, it's just empty words on these other websites. And this one is just kind of speaking to me and scratching those itches. And word time and again, like we're talking on the phone, I throw a price bracket out there and like, yeah, that's what I expected, you know, or my brackets are actually higher than my actual prices in some regards, just to really get the tire kickers out of the way. And, and so people are like, they think when I give them a price, they're like, wow, I thought it would be a lot higher based on your site. So it's just so great for just positioning who you speak to. I got to tell you, this year, I'm on my second price increase of the spring. There's no pushback. People are just, it's just this site. There's so much, what's that, like social proof or whatever the hell that phrase is. You know, it's just like, it's just not, they get it. Like they see me, they see my wife, they see everything. It's just all splayed wide open. There's no doubt on how we operate. And then our conversation and interaction is the same way. And it's just like, they like me or they don't, and they have the money or they don't, but it's been a revelation more than I ever expected, honestly.
The key thing that you said there was there's no pushback. Like if they have spent some time on your website, when your sales online sales system is done properly, okay, you will be shocked at how little price objection you get and all this other shit. Like literally, man, I've seen it with you. I've seen it with so many other people that he works with and he's built sites for, because they're in my programs, right? And I have conversations. How's the website going? This and that. One remodeler guy, he's like, yeah, man, it's crazy. When people go through my site and fill out a form or they call us and they want us to talk about the project, they're basically like, yeah, we're on your site. We're ready to hire you guys. We just got to dial in, you know, some of the fine details here. And, you know, but I think, you know, we looked at your pricing and all this other stuff and we're good to go. Like it's done. Like, and this to me reminds me, I forget who it was. I always fucking forget who people are. And I'm going to butcher the quote, but there was a quote long ago by a really smart marketing guy, said something to the extent of, really kick-ass marketing. This is the Reber version. Kick-ass marketing is like having that shot in golf. Okay. Where you drive the ball down the fairway and it's such a good drive that it puts the ball like right next to the cup. That's how your website and all your online marketing stuff should be working for you, is that by the time somebody picks the fucking phone up to talk to you, or they fill out a form and you're calling them back to have that initial conversation, it's a gimme putt. Okay. Right. And you shouldn't have to be talking people into doing business with you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
If your online marketing and all this sales system stuff that we're talking about is done properly, you'll never have to twist somebody's arm to fucking hire you. Cause that, like you, Dan, they're like, I hope we qualify to work with you. I hope we can, yep. you can find room for us or whatever that lady in Florida said to you.
Yeah. And the difference is, you know, my experience is when I've spoken to past web companies or marketing people in general, you know, betray you in, and then they suddenly just start like, you know, puking on you about all their knowledge. Oh, I know the pain trades. I know this. And, you know, Logan and his team and I probably spent, I'd say about an hour and a half total before the site really got dug in of just like picking me apart, you know, establishing my process, which frankly, I've been doing it for years, but if you had me write down, I've never written down a piece of paper. It was just my process. And Logan just helped me clarify it, which already existed. But we really honed in on the ideal client. And I think why I'm not getting pushback on price, to your point, is the pricing on my site, all the verbiage, everything is attracting people where it's small change. You know, I was in a different painting group on Facebook the other day, and they're talking about just finding the ideal client and charging. I put my site up there, a couple screenshots on my pricing page, and this woman responded from Chicago, like, oh my God, like the average room here, like $400 is the tops you can get. And my price on my page is $1,200, which is my price per room. But it's the people that are hiring me, that $1,200 is not a lot of money, frankly. You know, right. That's like $1,200 is a dinner out with a couple friend of theirs. And so that's, I think, where that pushback is coming from. It's like, yeah, the site's great, but it's so honed in because we spent the time to identify the ideal customer, and that's who it speaks to. And then you still get, you know, the dreamers and the aspirational people, but it's been eye-opening. It's truly been eye-opening.
Well, I'm excited that we were able to just take a few minutes here and talk about this, guys. So here's the lesson, right? Yeah. I'm announcing our first sponsor, Contractor Growth Network. Okay. So here's the non-pitch. Here's the non-promotion lesson of the day here. I'm telling you guys right now, if you are not skating to where the puck is going in the world, okay, instead of where the puck is now, a lot of you guys are left and you're still in the fucking stone ages because you're not talking about pricing on your website. You're not being transparent. You're not connecting with people emotionally. Okay. And I could go on and on and on. You're allowing people in your area to type shit into Google. And instead of you answering the fucking question with kick-ass content and pricing and all that, Home Advisor and Thumbtack and Angie's and all that other bullshit and every third-party site in the world or these stupid forums that are out there and stuff, those people are answering the questions and it's making you irrelevant. All right. Yep. So this is about establishing yourself as the expert. This is about skating to where the puck is going to be. Shit, Marcus, at our event down in Florida last month, right? We were talking about how within 5 years, Marcus is like, I will bet my life on it that within five years, it will be common practice for somebody to go to a contractor website, click a couple buttons, add to cart, and fucking hire you without even having somebody go out to sell the job. All right. And really just go out there to confirm with a site visit and pick up a deposit check. Oh, Dan, we're already fucking doing that. Right? You're already doing that between what Logan and his team are doing and what we're teaching people about pre-qualification and sales in the Contractor Sales Academy. All right. We're five fucking years ahead right now. Okay. Yeah, so that's the lesson, guys. Don't be, because some of you guys right now are like, oh man, I don't want to scare people away. I don't want to talk about my pricing. I don't want to scare them away. That's the point, shithead. All right. Mm-hmm. You want the wrong people to not bother you. Okay. It's that simple. And listen, the pricing thing is one thing. Okay. But here's the other thing. People type shit into Google, like, how long does it take for concrete to cure? I don't know. I'm picking shit here. Right. Or, you know, do I need to prime, or what's the best paint, or whatever, you know, whatever your industry is, right? The more relevant content that you have that people are searching for, you are establishing yourself as the expert, and experts always command more money. Experts get less pushback. Experts, they get more opportunities that come their way to grow their brands because you're the fucking answer man in your industry. So all these things together, that's the lesson here today, guys. And we have a great resource here for you. We have a great partner here with Contractor Growth Network. So Dan, anything else before I tell them how they can reach out to Logan?
I think we covered pretty much all of it, but you know, it's, as we're going into this crazy time of prices going through the roof, labor prices are up, material prices are up now more than ever. It's like, it's every, I look at every quarter I send out, I'm like, God damn it. That's a lot of fucking money to paint your house these days. But I know my math and I know it's where it needs to be, but you've got to deliver the back end of that to the customer. Cause it's, they're going to see that price, think the same exact thing, but they're going to be reassured by all of this just background info that they have from you. And more importantly, just your thing about the content, the more it's covered on your website and information you can push out to your consumer, when you're actually in front of them or on the phone with them, you can focus on what they want. And that's really where the magic happens as we talk about the CSA. And so this starts the avalanche of trust that happens with the way we do things.
Yeah. And I want to be clear here. That was not meant to be a plug coming out of my mouth for the CSA. Like, of course I'm my own biggest fan with one of the companies I own and founded. Right. But even if you have your own fucking sales process, that's different. Okay. Logan and his team, he's said to me many times, he's like, if somebody's sales process is working, then we're going to fucking build this shit around that and support the sales process. So I want to be very clear here, guys. Like, you can go hire Logan and work with Logan and his team totally on your own and never give two fucks about how we teach sales in our academy. All right.
Yeah.
So hopefully that makes sense to people. So here's the deal, guys. Go to thecontractorfight.com/CGN, Charlie Golf November. Okay. thecontractorfight.com/CGN. And just check him out. All right. Click the buttons on his website, have a conversation, maybe have him to do an audit for you on your current website and your online marketing sales systems and stuff like that. But I encourage you to go there and check it out and look at the difference between the sites that you see there and your site and the other sites in the world. And I'll tell you right now, guys, if your website is not a sales machine for you, you'd have the wrong fucking website. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Your website should be selling for you, not, like Dan, you said at the beginning, an online brochure. Okay. And if you don't want to type in all those little things, contractorfight.com/CGN, go to the show notes and just click the fucking link and you can go there. So anyway, Dan, I appreciate you hanging today.
Always a good time.
Everybody get out there, kick some ass. All right. Quit being a bunch of little wusses. All right. Be bold in your sales process. Market the shit out of your business. Lead your people. All right. Be your own biggest fan and get your damn head right. That's what the Contractor Fight's all about. You guys rock. We got to roll. We are out.